Hello, Brian?
Hello.
Hi, Brian. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing and details for your area. How's your Monday been going so far?
It's going. How about you?
Awesome. Glad to hear that. So I understand, Brian, that you've been speaking with my representative, James, and he's been going over the basics here of our program. So I'm just grabbing these notes that he did send over to me, but I did want to ask if you had any questions regarding, you know, the placement that we do or, you know, any details, any questions that you might have?
What's the name of your company?
Local Splash. We're located in Fountain Valley, California.
Fountain Valley, California?
Yes, sir. We're in the southern part.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
We've been in business. In fact, it'll be 18 years this December.
Okay.
Okay.
So how are your reviews?
Excuse me?
How are your reviews?
We have over 600 reviews on Google. We're actually at a 4.9. Considering how long we've been in business, yeah. Considering how long we've been in business, I mean, I don't think that's too bad, right?
No, it's not bad for 18 years. So I guess my question is, what do you promise with your monthly subscription?
And that's what I'm taking a look at here. So I noticed that you do have a Google profile page, and I'm trying to get clarification on the notes that James sent me. He listed 4 years in business, 25 miles is what you're covering there from San Jose. I believe that's your home base, correct?
Right.
And then your primary focus is more with the residential. Are you not taking on any commercial, just strictly residential?
No, I'm taking on commercial as well. That's what I'm lacking in. I mean, I'm on Blue Book and stuff, but I don't have the manpower right now to really 100%.
Okay. I do see the website and then the Google profile page. Are you currently working with a company? Because he put SEO company working. I don't know what he meant by that. If you're working with a company and it's working well.
I'm working with a company right now. I'm not too impressed with them.
Okay.
Reactive.
It's what again? Active, I'm sorry?
Reactive is the name of the company.
Okay. I'm familiar with a lot of them, like, you know, Brand Rep, Page Hub, Interactive, Town Square, Interactive.
Right. I've been with them all, and they were all terrible.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Everyone's been a nightmare.
I mean, you have some really great reviews on your profile page.
What's that?
You have really great reviews on your profile page. I mean, you're a 5-star. Good job on that.
I mean, I could have more reviews. I think I could have more reviews, but I have a hard time just continuing to send a review link to the customers and get the reviews. But, yeah, it's just the way it is. So, I try to keep up. You have A-plus rating with Better Bureau of Business as well.
That's awesome. Let me ask you this. So you've worked with several companies, right? And you just,
right.
I would imagine, haven't gotten a good return on what you've invested. I'm assuming you've invested, you know, at least a few months within these companies to
right.
see what your return has been, right?
Right.
I don't know what they've all offered you, but, you know, have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, I have.
You have that now?
I don't know. I don't think I have that now, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because how we show up as such, right?
So you've heard of it before, right? The Google Guaranteed?
Right.
Okay. So when you're looking at Google, right, there's like different positions. You have the Google Guaranteed, which you'll see three. It's like three boxes at the very top of the page, and it'll say, it'll have a green check mark, and it'll say Google Guaranteed, right? That's one type of a program. And then
right.
you have where the map appears, then you have your Google Ads, And then you have the local listing. The Google ads are the guys that got the AD next to it, right? Those run on a rotation. And then you got the local listing on the map, and then you have your organic, which over time, organically, you'll appear over time, right?
Yeah.
So for you, you know, I think the Google Guaranteed might be a really great program for you. So have you ever utilized a program that where you've paid per leads? I mean, you're paying for every single lead you're receiving, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever utilized a lead generating service like that type of program?
Google Ads or whatever? Or Google Guaranteed?
Not Google Ads. Like, have you ever used, like, Angie's or Home Advisor where you're paying per lead?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on them now. It's terrible.
Okay. Because you're sharing those leads, right? Not only are you sharing
the
leads, but whether they answer the phone or not, you're being charged for every single one, right?
Right, right.
So what Google did is they created a program called Google Guaranteed where you pay per lead, but the leads are coming straight to you. You're not sharing it with anyone else, okay? But they're actual phone calls. They just call it Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
It comes, you know, so basically what they do is they created this program to offer it to those who like paying per lead but don't like sharing them and don't like the fact that even if they call outside of their service, that they still got to pay for the lead, right? But there's a couple of requirements that they do require. It's not available in every area or for every category. We would have to look. Now, your zip code where you PIN verified the business, is it the 95117?
Right.
Okay, and you're primarily like straight electrician, right? Because I'm looking to see if it's available in your category.
Okay.
Okay. So it looks like it is available. Now, with the Google Guaranteed program, okay, there is an application fee, which is a one-time application fee, and they do a background check, okay?
Okay.
The application fee is $250 one time. It's for life. You never have to do it again, okay? And depending on your category, sometimes it also requires that you're licensed and insured, or maybe they just want your business license or just that you be insured. Do you have both?
I have both, yes.
Okay, awesome. So, and I'm just looking up the requirements if you need it for your area. But with Google Guaranteed, right, they guarantee that you'll receive up to 13 leads, okay? Your minimum monthly budget would be $261. So your leads are running you $20 per lead. Now, let's just say you only received one lead in the month, okay? It rolls over. So the following month, you're not paying $261 again. You're only going to pay the $20 for the one lead that you received. Make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say they called outside of your service area, right? Let's say that they called you for a tree service, right? That's obviously not a service that you're offering. So Google will credit back that lead to you because it's considered an unqualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
If you did not discuss price, if you did not set up an appointment, that is an unqualified lead. They will credit it back.
Okay? That's nice because, yeah, well, you fight with Home Advisor over that, and that's another thing in itself.
Yeah, it's like a battle. No, I
yeah,
get
it.
It
never ends.
So,
I'm sure you've
now they do...
Stories.
Now, they do give you... So, like I said, it's a new program. Again, it's not available in every location for every industry, but it is available for yours, okay? The reason it's called Google Guaranteed is because Google is guaranteeing your work. They offer up to $2,000 in insurance to the client choosing you, and they're basically telling that client that you're a reputable company, okay?
Good.
So,
that makes sense.
Right. It does, doesn't it? Now,
yeah, it gives them more confidence dealing with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So as far as for the electrical vertical, your lead fee, of course, and as I mentioned, it would be $20 per lead. Google does require that minimum monthly spend, and that's what I was mentioning to you, where your minimum monthly budget, okay, would be the $261 a month.
Okay.
So the application fee would be the only thing you would be paying right now.
Well, that's no worries. So my question is, so in other words, you can get rid of your Google ads. Is that what you would do then, since you're Google guaranteed? Would that kind of
Well, no, because it's something it's something completely separate. What are you currently, so you're working with a company right now, right, for your Google ads and your local listing, correct?
I do the Google ads myself.
Oh, you do the Google ads on your own. Oh, okay. How do you like it?
I'm not too impressed with it.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask? I mean, what are you allocating, like, as far as, like, what's your budget on that one?
Up to $300 a month.
Up to $300 a month. Okay. And how long have you been managing that on your own, Brian?
Probably about a couple months, probably like 5 months or something like that.
Couple of months. Okay. So you're doing Google ads on your own. Let me just see something. Last couple of months and not getting too much of a return, right? It's a little tough, like, when you're managing it on your own. It's like how I like to put it is like this, like, my husband, and this is a true story. He was trying to put this kind of, he bought it at Home Depot. It looks like you know, the recessing lights. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm probably saying it wrong.
Right.
So he was trying to put this one that it kind of looks like you have one, but it's not, right? And as he was installing it, we're in an older home, and all of a sudden, my electricity goes out on half of the house. And I'm, like, yelling at him, like, what are you doing? I'm on my computer sending out an email, you know, to one of my doctors, and I'm like, what are you doing? This was, like, on a weekend. Worst time for you to work on plumbing or electrical work, right, on the weekend. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, can we please call an electrician to do this? I'm not saying my husband doesn't know what he's doing, but I want to talk to a professional, right? I want someone who specializes in it. I don't need my house catching on fire or then blow out a circuit or whatever. I just think worst case scenario. So it's like that with marketing, right? It doesn't mean that you can't do it, but if you don't understand the algorithm and all that, it can get pretty tricky and you can end up spending money and not getting results, if that kind of makes sense, you know?
Yeah, so if you're not trained in the field, you're wasting your time.
Right, right. However, you know, we do Google Ads as well. We offer a number of services. If you went with our program for the Google, you know, for the Google guaranteed portion, okay, it's not going to affect your Google ads because Google guaranteed is something separate, okay?
Right.
So with the Google guaranteed, the only thing you would be paying today is a $250 application fee, okay, one time.
Okay.
It is non-refundable. So the reason that I say that is because when they do the background check, Brian, they're looking for any felonies, like criminal activity, right? If you had a DUI, they don't really look at that. They're looking, like, for, you know, serious felonies, right? So if there was something there that would keep you from passing the background check, they wouldn't return your money back. So that's why I like to be very clear, okay? So we would send you the application. You fill it out. But we also set up a client interview for you, which one of our techs will review your application with you, make sure you uploaded, you know, your insurance document, which is your certificate of liability document. We put an example for you so you know which one it is, and your business license, right? And they review it because we help you with pushing through the process. It does take between 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, okay? Once you get approved, you'll get the call, and then they'll say, okay, Brian, so now your payment for the $261 minimum budget is going to start, right? Now, remember, you pay the $261 after you've been approved. Now, again, it rolls over. It's going to give you up to 13 leads. When the application is turned in, we also give you, it's a tiny URL, it's a special URL, a special link, because when you turn in your application, you're going to need to turn in 5 reviews. Okay? 5 reviews.
Okay.
And they're not like the reviews that you have on Google now. These are 5 other reviews to be turned in with the Google guaranteed application. Okay?
Okay.
So, now that other company that you're working with, I'm just taking a look. Are you on a contract with them?
No, I'm month to month.
You're month to month. Do you mind if I ask you, Brian, right, what are you spending monthly with them?
$300 a month.
$300 a month you're spending with them.
Right. $299.
So, $299. So let me figure this out.
Right. I've been with them since I think like June or probably like May of 2021, I'd say it was, somewhere in there.
No way.
Yeah, summer. Yep, yep.
So you've been paying that monthly? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to look up something.
Plus, I'm doing Google Ads, and I've called them, but you need to have somebody to list it because, I mean, it's just not something I do, so. That's why I've been searching for a while for this.
Oh, my gosh.
Happened.
Okay. Let me see something. Yeah, since that long, yeah, I'm so sorry. I could totally see why you're frustrated. I'd be super frustrated. And it's not even my business, you know. I'm looking at something. So you're spending $299 with them. $300 on your own with Google Ads. You're already investing $599. And then you've mentioned you're with Angie. I see BBB. I see Yelp. Are you paying for Angie's Leads or Home Advisor? Are you utilizing that?
Yep, I'm using both of them. Angie Leads and Home Advisor, both of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it is, you know. So totally frustrated. So
okay,
I'm spending
so
big money every year for it.
Okay. So here's a couple of options, okay? Mm-hmm. We have our Premier. What about Facebook? Do you have Facebook?
I don't have Facebook, no. I don't. There's too much drama that's on there. That's why
okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, to me, it's just like you get too much rhetoric on there, it just could ruin your business in a way.
Okay, here's another program that we offer, right? And I only say it because the Google guaranteed, you know, it takes that 4 to 8 weeks. If you wanted, we could manage both your Google ads, your local listing, okay? It's called our Premier Platinum Package, okay? That package is offered to you at $499 a month. It's a discounted rate, okay? It's going to include Google Ads. We will allocate $300 from that $499 to your Google Ads, but we're going to manage them. You're not incurring the cost per click. Okay? That would mean stop managing your Google Ads if we're taking over. Because if anything, you're spending more money, and it's going to hurt you more than help you. Okay? Your local listing, we would manage that. You would have to add us on as managers, so that way we can manage it as well. And then we'd list you on Bing Local. We'll also get you listed within the directories that are most popular within your area. Some of those you already have profiles, so we would just be updating them whenever we update your information. We'll make sure. Now, the website, is that outright yours, or was that the other company that created it?
No, it's outright mine. All they did was they just added stuff to it. So are you guys able to work on that particular site?
We wouldn't change anything on your website, but we would make sure that website is optimized wherever you're listed, that it's anchored there. It's a good-looking website.
Are you able to make any changes on the website if I ask you to?
Where did you purchase the domain from?
Bluehost.
Bluehost. I'm not sure if we could. I know there's certain ones. That I would have to get clarification on that.
The problem I've been having. I'm working with the company that can, and that's why they
swimming
me over. Not everybody can actually manage that site is the problem. It's a Cadillac site, and everybody can touch it.
Let me see. Yeah. Well, because some domains, you know, depending on where you said it was Bluehost, right? Let me ask someone. If worst case, let me just see. I would rather get you the correct answer on that. You know what I mean? I don't want to tell you if I don't know, and I'm not afraid to say that question.
Right.
I'm just typing it to that department. If a client has a website from Bluehost, it's his site. Are we able to update changes for him? Yeah, I'm asking him just to see what the response is, because I don't want to tell you yes, and then we can't, and then it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, then I'll be limited.
Yeah. So, but with the Premier Platinum, I mean, we can definitely offer that to you at the $499. Now, that also includes as well, like, the voice-activated searches, and then also the mobile platform package, which means it covers, like, your iPhones, your Androids, and your tablets. It pretty much covers everything, okay?
Right.
But
so
we
my main concern is that if I hire you, so you're an SEO company, right?
Yes. Yes, correct.
So my main concern is if I have a real issue with the website, then that's where I'm looking to see if you can address the issue. That's my main thing.
Yeah, that would be the only thing that would hold you back on that end, is that if we can't make changes for you on your website. So the other company that you're with now, are they able to make the changes to your site?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
So if you're in competition with, who's the other ones you told me about?
There's a number of them, right? You got BrandRip, you have PageHub, you have a lot of different companies out there.
BrandRip could do it. So if you're able to do the same thing as BrandRip, then you should be able to do the same thing.
Well, BrandRip doesn't always do everything that we do. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
They don't always do everything that we do. Like, I mean, I've spoken, and I won't badmouth any company, right? You know, a lot of them tend to take a lot longer to get you on the first page because they're not a channel partner, right, to Google. And they'll tell you like $50 or $199, right? But they fail to tell you what that's actually covering as far as like your area, right? Because you got to keep in mind with the local map is going to get you found in your zip code, and it's only going to target a 15 mile radius around your zip code, right? So for you to target outside of that is when you include the Google ads, because with the Google ads, you could be super specific to targeting by zip code, by county, by mile radius, right? Which would be outside of what's considered your local. And a lot of these companies fail to tell you that, Brian. They'll say, like, I've spoken with business owners that are like, oh, well, I'm working with so-and-so. You know, I ideally cover 60 miles, and I'm like, okay, but you do understand that that's, you know, and they're upset because they're saying they're not getting the results, right? And I tell them, but you understand that this is what it's covering. So if you want to cover those 60 miles, you have to run Google ads. They're not going to find you outside of those 15 miles. And so there's kind of like that a little bit misleading because they're not aware. It's not, maybe I want to say they didn't further explain it like that. I work on transparency. That's just me. I prefer to work like that.
Huge.
This way we're both on the same page. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I can find out exactly on that for you and get back to you on that answer for that. I mean, I understand that that would probably be what would hold you back with a Premier Platinum package. But in the meantime, we can at least get you started with a Google Guaranteed and get that process going.
That's fine.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Okay. What's the best email for you, Brian?
Avant, A-V-A-N-T, at avant-electric.com.
Okay. So what I'm doing first here, Brian, is I'm going to send you an email for the Google Guaranteed, okay? And it just kind of gives you the overview on that, the application, one-time $250 application fee, gives you kind of the breakdown of it all. You'll also have a tracking and reporting system with this because we do want you to track your results, okay? Now, they'll even implement a special number for the Google Guaranteed program that you're going to know when it's a call from Google Guaranteed because you'll hear it before the call's connected.
Okay.
So, which is pretty cool,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
You know, so you know. Okay. Now, let me do this. And then it gives you, you know, the whole 4 to 8 week, you know, process and all that.
What?
Now, let me see here. So I just, let me put the minimum on here for you. So I'm going to send that, and then what I'm going to do is, let's see. And then, now you're, I spelled Avant wrong. Avant. It's A-V-A-N-T, right?
Right.
Avant? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Avant, right.
Let me resend that, because I missed out on the N. I had it right on everything else but that one. Okay.
Let me see something. I'm actually working on a job right now and doing it on mobile, so it's all good.
Okay. I don't want to mess you up there.
Bluetooth, so.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay.
So
now, I have a friend. He's actually in, oh my gosh, where does he live at? He's one of my husband's fishing buddies. He's, oh my gosh, it's past Ventura, it's past Oxnard. Where is it that he lives? But he's an electrician. He actually works for some big company out there. I always try to tell him, next time when you come down this way fishing, maybe you can come a few days earlier because I want some electrical work done. He just laughs. I'm not going to make a special trip down there unless I'm fishing with your husband. I'm like, well, that's kind of rude.
So, let me see something.
Should be coming through any minute now. This is taking forever. What's going on here? Let's try this.
So you have Avant, A-V-A-N-T, at
Avant,
A-V-A-N-T, dash.
Yes, .com, correct? Okay.
All right, so
I just resent it. It should be coming through any second.
All right.
If you don't see it in your inbox, check your promotional or your spam, because if you've never received a correspondence from us, it might go there.
Yeah, I'm checking.
And it would be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash.
Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I see it. All right, cool.
Okay, you got it? Awesome.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, let's see. And Brian, you spell your name B-R-I-A-N, is that correct?
Right, exactly.
Okay. And what's your last name, just for the account purpose?
G-R-L-A-C-H.
G-R-L-A-C-H?
No, G-E-R-L-A-C-H.
Oh, G-E-R. Okay. Gerlach? Is that how you pronounce it?
Gerlach, right. Yeah,
okay. Right. G as in George, E-R.
Right. L-A-C-H.
Got it. Did I pronounce it correctly?
What's that, Gerlach?
Yeah, Gerlach. Okay.
That's fine. Perfect. So I guess the question is, do you have a Scottish Electric listed there as a Google guarantee? Do you see that in that area, this area?
Do I?
You probably don't. Right.
When I'm looking at, like, if I'm looking for an electrician, for example, I'll tell you right now. So if you like just type in electrician in San Jose, right? And I put your zip code.
Right.
Like right now I see like Fuse Electric and Solar. You see Main Electric. You see CA Electric Group. And then it has for the more electricians in San Jose. And then it'll give you a drop down and you'll see a bunch of them, right? The great thing about this is because when it has that check mark on it, that's telling them that you have passed all the requirements for the Google Guaranteed program. And so that's why Google offers up to that $2,000 for the person who selects you, right? Because they're basically saying, listen, we back up this company. They're reputable. Their work, we guarantee them. Their work is legit, right? And you'll have that special number. So it, you'll hear that recording when it'll say, you know, lead from a Google Guaranteed. It's actual calls coming to you, but you're not sharing them with anyone. The best thing about it that I feel is if it's an unqualified lead, you didn't discuss price, you didn't set an appointment, or they were calling outside of your services, they credit that money back to you, right?
Right.
At any time, though, you know, we always start you at the minimum monthly budget, right? But let's just say you want to start getting more than 13 leads in the month, because you'll get up to 13 leads, right? If you go through all your leads in the month, the following month, you'll have to pay again, because it's like kind of having that credit in the bank, right? So as each lead's coming through, they're deducting that. But if you don't get all, you only got three leads, then you're only paying $60 the following month, right? You're not paying that $261 again. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yeah.
And you can always allocate more money to your budget whenever you want. If you want to start getting, if you want to, you know, increase it to where you're getting up to 30 leads, you can do that. At any time, you can allocate more money to that budget, okay, to receive more leads. All right?
Yeah.
So now let's see. So let me go here, because then I'm going to send you what your minimum monthly budget is. So that way I'm going to reply to that same email. You'll be getting the application and so forth. And then I'm just going to be reviewing like information with you. Just want to make sure like everything's correct and accurate. This is something that they'll also review with you again during your client interview. Okay. Just to ensure that I notated everything correctly as well. So your minimum monthly budget, as I said, would be $261 minimum monthly. And then basically your leads are running you $20 a lead. Okay.
Okay.
And then they do require also your license and your insurance aside from the background check. So you'll need all three. Okay. Application completed for the background check, and then license and insurance. You'll have to upload that on the application.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to go back here. And then, Brian, so the phone number that I see listed right now is the 408-688-1546, right? 1546?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then currently I see the company name reading as Avant, and then it's Electric Inc. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
And then where did you get yourself PIN verified at? Do you remember where you had them send the PIN code to?
That was another company in Arizona. I'm trying to remember who that is.
When they sent you the PIN code, what address did they send it to?
They sent it to Avant Electric.
At what address? Do you remember?
Avant@avant-electric.com.
So they didn't send it to you by mail?
Yeah, they probably
the verification
send it by
code?
Mail. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I'm pretty sure because I'm trying to remember who did the verification code, because they need to verify the listings, correct?
Yeah, so typically, the verification code, it goes to your mailing address. Sometimes you get PIN verified at your home address, which is what they consider a home office. Do you remember if it was done there?
It might have been because my address on the listing is actually a UPS store.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But it's verified with Google, so.
Okay.
We had to play, somehow we played the game, so.
Okay. All right. And then let's see here. The card that you're going to be using today for the payment for the application fee of $250, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or both?
It has the business name. It has both my name and the business name on it.
Okay.
But it's under the business account.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Brian and then your last name, or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial.
Okay. And what is it?
Actually, it doesn't have my middle initial. It just has Brian Gerlach.
Brian Gerlach. Okay.
Yeah. But it's under, the only reason it's just that my name's on here because this card's addressed to me, but the actual business name is on the card. Right. So Avant Electric Incorporated.
Okay. So it does say Avant Electric, Inc. Okay.
Right.
Now, while we're on the phone, I'm going to send you over a text message with my name. It's going to have Nadine Medina. Okay. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, so I create the accounts and so forth, but I always like to provide you my information. You'll also see it at the very bottom of the email. And then I'm also going to send you the number to customer service. Okay. We're here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We're still on the same time zone as you. We're in SoCal. I was out in Pleasanton right. 7 years ago. I was out there for almost a year. I used to work for a trucking company in their compliance department.
Mm-hmm.
So it's beautiful out there.
Yeah. So I see you sent me on. This is Nadina. With Nadine,
uh-huh.
Nadina.
Awesome. You got that. And then I'm sending you the customer service one right now. Let me know when you receive that.
So in other words, I call that number an extension for that listing.
So this the number that I sent you is just so you have my contact information. The 877 number you'll call, right? If you want to reach me, you'll just put in extension 623. I believe you hit like 1, and then you just say Nadine Medina, and it'll ring to my phone. Now, I just sent you the number for customer service, right? Anytime you have an update, change, question, concern in regards to your account, you'll contact customer service. It's the 877 number. Same number, you're just going to hit number 8, okay?
Okay. All right.
And then let's see here. All right. And I'm just going to this. And then it's just Avant Electric, Inc., on the card. What's the billing address for that card that you're using?
Should be 31, same as as listed on the website, 3141 Stephen Street Boulevard, number 121.
Okay.
San Jose, California, 95117.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
The Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4246-3153-2098-93, I apologize.
Uh-huh. That's okay.
And 4589.
Okay, so 4246-3153-2093-4589, correct?
Right, exactly.
And when does it expire?
It expires 11/26.
11/26. And the security code on the back?
Security code is 677.
Okay, so let me update the package. When I process the payment, I'm going to text it to you, and I'm also going to email you a copy of the receipt, and then I'm also going to send you the application both in a text message, and I'm going to send it to you in an email, okay? And then we're just going to go over a few notes, and then we're going to schedule your client interview with the tech. The client interview, I do want to make it at a time that's convenient for you, Okay. But I want to allow you time to get that application done. So, let me do this here.
So my question to you, Nadine, is, we're going to get for the Google guaranteed part. We got to find out about if you guys can actually take care of Bluehost.
Okay. Yes, sir, and that's what I'm waiting for a response for them on that.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Okay. Yeah, I've been waiting for them to respond back. They might be in a meeting, but I want to get clarification on that because I know that that'll be the deal breaker with that program.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's what I want to clarify. Like I said, if I don't know the answer, I'm not afraid to say it. You know what I mean? I'd rather get you the clear-cut answer to that. Instead of being like, oh, my bad, Brian, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I don't work like that. I've always been like that. Always, always. You know, as it's, you know, rather than wing it, you know what I mean? Or just say, yeah. And then because I use my own personal experience. Like when someone tells me something and okay, cool. And then they come out with, oh no, at the end, like we can't. I'm like, okay. Like, what happened? You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
No doubt.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting for him to respond. I just told him that the website is outright your website and that you had purchased a domain from Bluehost and that you're asking about, you know, if you needed changes updated, can we make those changes?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Bluehost is the hosting company. I mean, I didn't design it. I had another company do it, but I don't know how long. It was so long ago, I don't remember exactly who designed it all. But Bluehost was the site. I just had somebody redesign it and update it and all that stuff.
Okay. So you've had it redesigned in the past, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you happy with the design? I think it looks great.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm always open for opportunity. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I see other websites. I mean, there's other websites that are better than mine, you know, but I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it looks great. Let me look at something on it. Blog, gallery, contact. Okay, awesome. You got the, if you open up, I don't know if you're able to open it up. It's your initial invoice. It'll say, Dear Brian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Did you get that one or you're looking at the welcome?
Is the Google guarantee? I only see the one email from you so far.
Okay.
And it shows, I don't see another one yet.
You didn't get the other one yet? Let me make sure it's updated over here.
Unless it's,
let me go to this one. It might be taking a little bit of time. We'll go over it right now. I won't disconnect with you until I make sure you got that.
Okay,
so what I'm going to do right...
I got you.
You got it?
I got your invoice.
Okay.
For some reason, it came in on my regular email, because you have important ones, because it's a Gmail account. Sometimes you have important ones in inbox.
Oh, okay.
Two different categories. You have important emails and you have inbox.
Oh, got it.
You came in on two different areas. Somehow you came in important the first one and inbox on the next one.
So oh my gosh.
Choosing Local Splash.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So do you see where it says please click here to accept your subscription terms? So So you'll click on that. And then what it's going to do, it's going to take you to a page that'll say local / terms of experience at the very top, right?
Right.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to scroll down to the bottom. It's going to ask you to type in your name, but before you do that, okay, there's a little box to the left and it says, I certify. You're basically, when you click in that box, you're stating that it is your name on the card that you provided. And then what you'll do is you'll type in the name exactly as your name reads, and then you'll hit confirm signature. And then it'll open up another page that should ask you like a username and password, right?
Right.
Perfect. Okay.
And a password.
Awesome. So, well, I'm now, so we don't have a username or password for you yet, but this is where you're going to be able to track your results. Okay. In 5 to 7 days, this is what we call the customized dashboard, tracking and reporting system. So within 5 to 7 days, you will receive another email with this link, a username and a password. Okay. You can update it to a password of your choice. So let me send you, I'm going to send you now a YouTube video that gives you a demonstration on how you log in to view your reports. Okay. So I'm going to send you that video. It's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, take a look at it. Okay. Now I'm also going to text you the application, but I'm also going to send it to you in an email too. Okay. So I'm just going to text it to you first. All right. So there's that. And then let me, so I sent you that text with the application. And then what I'm going to do is, now that I'm going to send you a separate email, it'll say Google Guaranteed Application. There we go. There's that. And then down here, I'm going to put electrician vertical 261 minimum monthly budget. And then it's $20 per lead. Okay, so now I'm sending you an email that's going to have, it'll say, hi, Brian, and then it's going to have to please fill out and submit your Google Guaranteed form below to begin the application process. So I'm sending it to you in an email, too. And then at, right underneath of it, though, you're also going to see that it'll say electrician vertical, 261 minimum monthly budget, $20 per lead. Okay, so that you have that there, because I believe on the application it's going to ask you what your minimum monthly budget is, and this way you have that. Okay?
Okay.
And then how does your schedule look for tomorrow? Do you think you'll have enough time this evening to fill out the application? It's like 3 pages. It's not even that complicated. But I do want to allow you enough time so when you speak with the tech, you have it completed.
Yeah. Okay.
So do you prefer tomorrow, Wednesday, what day works best for you?
Let's do Wednesday because I know I have a job I got to do tomorrow, so I won't be able to really jump in on a call tomorrow.
Okay. Give me 1 second. This is his site. This is his website. He's asking me a question. And then you would just want, like, if you wanted a change made to the content, he is asking if he needs a change done, can we do it? Right?
Like a,
that's what
like
you wanted to
add
know?
A photo, right, if I want to add photos, if I want
like
to make a logo,
if
he
wants
to
add photos or what else?
Logos or different content, just on the page. People could review your job that you do. You could post your jobs on the page, kind of like more advertisement for people so they could see
okay.
actually what you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Or would...
And how responsive, the other question is, you're very responsive, that's your job. But my point is if I need to have this happen, how soon is it usually processed? I mean, I could email a link to where I'm at now, and usually they process it within a day.
Yeah, typically, like, I know on any sites that we create and when we make changes, it's about a 24-hour, usually, from what I understand, it's like 24 hours. Like when changes are made,
okay.
it's pretty quick. It's not like it doesn't take forever. I know that.
That's cool.
That's with like the websites that we, like when we're creating a website for someone, and we need to make changes for them, it happens fairly quickly.
All right. Good to know.
Okay. He's asking me, do you own the actual content on the website?
Yeah, I own the content. I mean, I'm the administrator, all that stuff. But I'd have to give him the administrator right to it, what needs to happen.
Like
everything that's on the website.
Would have to give us.
Be able to create all that stuff.
So the company that you're current, so I put, he says that he's the administrator and would have to give us administration credentials, right?
Right.
He says, so does he own the content? It's the only way that we would edit it. He says, and then I told him, he says that he's administrator and would have to give the administration credentials. He says that PageHub used to do it for him when he was with them. And the current company that he is with is doing it now. So
yeah,
I'm just clarifying.
They're out of SoCal too. I think they're at Huntington Beach.
Creative.
Mm-hmm. Probably never heard of them, but it's not like they're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Okay. I'm just waiting for him to reply back. At least, you know what I mean? I know they get so swamped, but I just kind of want an answer on that because I know that's important. That's a deal breaker, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see here. Now we were talking about Wednesday. What's a good time for you on Wednesday?
Probably around 11.
Yeah. Around 11? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Okay. I have 11 o'clock is not available on Wednesday. Let me see. Let me ask someone really quick.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just asking right now to see if I can get you in at that time. Now, as far as your, so I just, is there any like particular areas that you want to target? I know you mentioned you're kind of keeping it within that 25 mile range. Is that how you want to keep it within?
Pretty much. I mean, I can go up to San Francisco, but yeah, I mean, I can do it.
Okay. And then residential and commercial, correct?
Right. And industrial too.
Residential, commercial, and industrial.
Right.
And then,
so let me ask you this question. Do you solicit commercial as well with this whole operation?
I like to notate it because I know that when they're going over like keywords and stuff like that, I like to notate it just so that they have more information on hand. So when they're talking with you, Ivan, who is our Google guaranteed tech in that department, he's going to go over more with you in detail in regards to that. I just like to notate it. So, you know, for that point, for that reason is why I ask the questions that I ask.
No worries. Okay.
Electrician, electrical. Any other particular keywords that you could think of? Electrical, like what are some of the other services that you offer? Let me go to your website.
Generators.
Generators.
Generators on there. Car chargers.
I look at car charging stations. Okay, awesome. I see it here on your website. So pretty much I see electrical panel replacement, generator installation, car charging stations for parking lots, industrial commercial electric work, light repairs, wiring, lighting repairs, excuse me, EV charging stations, circuit breaker installs, outlet repairs. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that sound pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, let's see if Ivan responded. Okay, he says, yes, I can schedule you for that time. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to send you an email. It's going to be for your client interview, okay? So it's going to be on Wednesday. I like to say always between 11 and 12 o'clock is when Ivan's going to call you because it depends on if he's finishing up with a client. He'll be calling you as soon as he's done, right? So if it runs a little over and he might call you at 11:15, right? I like to say 11, between 11 and 12. But I do have you down for 11. Let me get that email sent out to you. Now, an hour before your client interview, we'll send you a friendly reminder just to let you know it's coming up. Okay?
Okay.
So let me get that. And this is going to be, I cannot believe we're already going into October. My goodness. Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know, it's going to be Christmas again. I'm still trying to catch up from last year's Christmas. You know what I mean? I'm trying to catch up from that. I have too many grandkids, so.
There you go. That's good.
Okay. Give me one second. And then when the when you get the email right now for the client interview, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that the date and the time.